Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Deutsche Telekom, in collaboration with NVIDIA and SAP, unveils a nearly 1 billion euro industrial AI cloud project to transform Munich's data center for cutting-edge AI applications. Challenges mount for O2 Telefónica in Germany as the fallout from terminating its partnership with 1&1 leads to declining revenue and a strategic turnaround effort. And Telefónica announces a major dividend reduction alongside revised free cash flow forecasts that have unsettled investor sentiment.
Both Handelsblatt and Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung report on Deutsche Telekom's ambitious new project in collaboration with NVIDIA, involving an investment of nearly 1 billion euros to transform a data center in Munich for advanced industrial applications. According to Handelsblatt, the initiative, branded as the Industrial AI Cloud, will upgrade an existing facility by incorporating 10,000 specialized processors, primarily NVIDIA GPUs, to provide robust computing power for artificial intelligence tasks ranging from language model training to drug development. The launch event in Berlin featured Deutsche Telekom CEO Timotheus Höttges and NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, highlighting the project's strategic importance and its potential benefits for industrial users, public administrations, and various sectors. The partnership with SAP, which will supply the business technology platform, underscores the commitment to developing a sovereign German technology solution that operates independently of dominant non-American cloud providers. Meanwhile, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung details that the state-of-the-art facility, also referred to as an AI factory, is scheduled to become operational in the first quarter of 2026 and will be maintained under complete European control using exclusively European software. The article notes that the project has already attracted significant interest from companies such as Perplexity AI and Quantum Systems, and it has garnered support from figures including Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger, who described the investment as a key initiative to enhance Germany's competitive capability and sustainable prosperity as part of the broader Made for Germany campaign.
The Welt.de article details challenges for O2 Telefónica following the termination of its cooperation with 1&1, a move that has adversely affected its financial performance in Germany. According to the report, revenue in Germany declined by 6.6% in the third quarter, with the operating result dropping by 9.5% due to reduced usage fees. The migration of roughly 12 million former 1&1 customers to Vodafone's network has intensified the pressure on O2, despite growth in the core mobile business and an increase in overall mobile contract customers. The article notes that there are discussions of potential future consolidation, possibly even acquiring 1&1, although such considerations remain in the early stages. It also mentions strategic ambitions voiced by Telefónica CEO Mark Mertre for turning around the subsidiary, emphasizing a renewed focus on winning back business growth and expanding bundled service offerings.
The Bild.de article focuses on a new EU regulation set to come into effect on the 12th of November, 2025, which is expected to significantly accelerate the rollout of fiber optic networks across Europe. The regulation, known as the Gigabit Infrastructure Regulation, EU 2024-1309, proposes standardized, transparent guidelines for network deployment, including the joint use of existing infrastructures and the digitalization of approval processes. This new legal framework is designed to reduce costs, simplify bureaucratic processes, and open up opportunities for smaller telecom providers to enter the market. The article highlights that updated German telecommunications laws, such as amendments to the TKG, will prioritize fiber and mobile network projects as matters of outstanding public interest until 2030, thereby promising higher speeds and improved connectivity for consumers and businesses. The discussion points to a broader goal of transforming outdated DSL connections into high-speed fiber networks, ultimately fostering a more competitive, modern telecommunications market across Europe.
Handelsblatt and Börse.at both report significant developments at Telefónica following CEO Mark Mertre's announcement of a major dividend reduction, lowering the payout for the upcoming year from 30 cents to 15 cents per share. Handelsblatt outlines that this decision comes alongside a lowered free cash flow forecast, now revised from 2.6 billion euros to 1.9 billion euros, and is part of a revised strategy that focuses on consolidating core markets in Spain, Germany, the UK, and Brazil, with projected synergies between 18 and 22 billion euros. The report also notes challenges in the German market, including leadership changes, a broken partnership with United Internet's 1&1, and declining revenues and EBITDA, which have contributed to market uncertainty. Börse.de further details the immediate market reaction, citing an initial share price drop of up to 11%, with shares later trading approximately 9% lower. It highlights that the market was particularly unsettled by the dividend cut for 2026 and the decision to limit future profit distributions to between 40 and 60%. The saved funds are intended for reinvestment into the core business and new strategic initiatives such as defense and cybersecurity. Both sources underscore that, despite a strategy focused on minor adjustments rather than a complete overhaul, the dividend reduction and lowered free cash flow forecasts have significantly impacted investor sentiment.
Telterif.de provides an overview of the current mobile market promotions for November by major operators, including Telecom, Vodafone, O2, and 1&1. According to the report, Telecom continues to offer attractive cashback and device discount deals for new customers, with additional benefits for young customers and prepaid users. In contrast, Vodafone is providing discounts ranging from 25 to 30% on monthly fees for various gigamobile tariffs, enhanced by extra data volumes and additional price cuts for self-employed individuals. The report then details O2's strategy of offering selected tariffs at reduced rates, such as the O2 Mobile S Flex being available for €14.99 instead of €19.99, along with a lowered activation fee, and introduces a 6-month free trial of ChatGPT Plus for new customers that automatically converts to a paid service if not canceled. Finally, it outlines that 1&1 is advertising introductory prices for its volume tariffs, all of which indicate that mobile operators are ramping up promotions ahead of the busy Christmas period.
An article from Telterif.de by Alexander Kuch reports on a new bundled package launched by Waipu.tv in collaboration with Klarmobile. The package offers Waipu.tv's Perfect Plus Internet TV service with more than 320 channels, approximately 300 in HD, and around 70 as pay TV channels, combined with a 20 gigabytes mobile tariff on Vodafone's 5G network. This bundle is available on a year-long contract starting at €12.99 per month for the initial 12 months. After this period, the mobile tariff becomes cancelable at the end of the 12th month or can continue with a reduced fee of €4.99 per month. Customers receive a voucher via email upon subscribing, which must be redeemed by the 31st of January 2026 to activate the Klarmobile Waipu.tv AllNet flat tariff on Vodafone's 5G network. The report also highlights that this offer is strategically launched during the November promotional period, including Black Friday, a time known for attractive deals. Additionally, Waipu.tv is positioning itself to compete with rivals like Magenta TV by not only offering competitive pricing, but also by expanding its content portfolio to include 40,000 on-demand films and series and 150 hours of recording capacity. The bundled offering, with its flexibility of monthly cancellation after 1 year, is expected to attract customers seeking both affordability and service flexibility, marking a significant move in a competitive market.
The Handelsblatt reports on a series of significant political and regulatory initiatives aimed at substantially reducing bureaucracy and public administration. The article details an upcoming meeting of the so-called Relief Cabinet, during which 8 concrete measures have been planned to achieve a noticeable reduction in bureaucratic costs for citizens and businesses, with an estimated relief budget of several billion euros and a target of 5 billion euros being considered satisfactory. The report explains that success will be measured in accordance with methodologies from the Federal Statistical Office, as the new proposals are further refined, with a close monitoring of progress across various ministries. The interview further highlights the incorporation of AI to analyze regulatory frameworks and automate administrative processes, including a planned competition for startups and the development of a secure cloud environment via the Germany Stack, which are seen as crucial for enhancing efficiency. Additionally, the report outlines ambitious digitalization efforts such as the Digital Wallet Project, scheduled for market readiness by the end of 2026, and mentions a proposal to postpone the obligations for high-risk AI applications by a year, advocating for European standards and digital sovereignty to advance innovation in the public sector.
Handelsblatt reports on the dramatic shift in the technology sector, where the focus has moved from traditional aspirations of Cloud 7 to aiming for Cloud 7 trillion in financial valuations driven by AI. The article explains that as companies label themselves with AI, they experience astronomical increases in market valuations, exemplified by the case of Thinking Machines, which secured a $2 billion investment at a $12 billion valuation, despite not having a concrete product. Handelsblatt details how NVIDIA has become the most valuable corporation by providing the essential GPUs for training and operating large AI models, while noting that these components rapidly become outdated, prompting companies like Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, Oracle, and Meta to extend the depreciation periods on their AI-related server infrastructures. The publication further explores the complex financial strategies surrounding AI investments, including the use of special purpose vehicles, SPVs, which obscure true economic gains through circular financing among major tech players such as OpenAI, NVIDIA, and others. Ultimately, the article cautions that this focus on what it terms computational maximalism may lead to a systematically inflated short-term profitability, raising concerns about the redirection of capital from vital sectors like energy, housing, education, and sustainable agriculture, and questioning whether such massive investments will yield practical solutions or merely fuel a speculative bubble.
The article from Inside Digital DE examines the performance of 1&1's mobile network using a comprehensive real-world test conducted by CHIP. The report explains that 1&1, as the youngest provider with its own mobile network, is striving to offer a competitive alternative to Telecom, Vodafone, and O2, despite a challenging start marked by limited antenna coverage and a heavy reliance on Vodafone roaming. The CHIP test, which evaluated everyday data transmissions, voice quality, and connectivity under varied conditions, including urban centers, highways, and pedestrian areas, revealed that while network performance in cities reaches high success rates, experiences on highways are not as reliable. It is noted that nearly 88% of data measurements depended on Vodafone roaming, though the test confirms that solid performance can be expected in areas with direct 1&1 infrastructure, with high download percentages, HD streaming capabilities, and consistent voice call quality, including WhatsApp calls. The article concludes that despite still lagging slightly behind the established providers in overall network reach, the network's performance is better than initially feared, and future improvements such as a bidirectional handover system and new frequency deployments scheduled for 2026 suggest that the gap with major competitors will gradually narrow.
In today's media briefing, a detailed report from Teltarif.de highlights a competitive promotion by Little Connect that might have implications for Vodafone's market positioning. The article explains that from the 17th of November to the 4th of January, Little Connect will offer significant discounts on its SIM cards and mobile tariffs. Customers purchasing a starter set during this period will pay only €1.99 for a SIM card instead of the usual €9.99, while the initial credit of €10 remains unchanged. In addition, when activating a smart tariff in the S category or above, users will enjoy a 50% discount on the basic fee for the first three billing periods. This results in a favorable introductory price for plans such as Smart S, Smart M, and Smart L, although regular rates apply after the promotional periods. The promotion also benefits users opting for unlimited on-demand tariffs, where an initial lower fee is applied before the standard rates resume, and offers an extra bonus of €25 for customers transferring their number from another provider. The article emphasizes that Little Connect subscribers continue to use the Vodafone network for GSM, LTE, and 5G connectivity, which further ties the promotion to the competitive landscape involving Vodafone's infrastructure. This announcement, reported by Telterif.de, underscores how competitive pricing strategies and attractive incentives are influencing market dynamics, positioning Little Connect as a significant contender in the prepaid and discount segments that rely on well-established networks like Vodafone's.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefónica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.